It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Lawmakers may soon take up a measure banning summary evictions in Nevada. KUNR's Paul Boger explains.
The process is used to quickly move an eviction proceeding through the courts. Currently, landlords must give tenants notice of eviction before asking a judge to issue a summary decision. If they don't comply within a certain time frame, they're evicted. Some have criticized that practice because it gives tenants a short window in which to respond, oftentimes less than a week. AB 161 would ban the practice for issues like not paying rent. Property owners will still be able to go through the state's normal eviction process for issues such as non-payment. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
It's been about 3 months since the COVID-19 vaccine first arrived in Nevada. Since then, more than 556,000 shots have been administered. This means a little over 12% of the state's population has received their first shot, and fewer than 6% have received both doses. This comes as the state is reporting an average of fewer than 400 new daily cases of COVID-19 and 12 deaths per day over the last 2 weeks. During that same time period, there have been an average of 40 daily cases in Washoe County. Nearly 14% of Washoe County's population has received their first COVID-19 vaccine, and Carson City leads the state in vaccinations per population. In the Quad Counties area, 30 new cases were reported over the weekend through Monday, along with 130 recoveries. And in Elko County, officials reported one additional death Monday to go along with 11 new cases and 37 recoveries. Vaccines are becoming increasingly available for Washoe County residents 65 and older. During a press conference Monday, a spokesperson for the health district said they are not vaccinating people aged 65 to 69 just yet, but private distributors have begun doing so. The widening and availability for vaccinations comes after an announcement last week from Governor Steve Sisolak that all pharmacies could begin vaccinating people in this age group. According to the health district, they do not want to begin vaccinating people 65 and older until residents 70 and older are fully vaccinated. Nevada Republicans are proposing a bill that would provide legal protections to public schools facing COVID-19-related lawsuits. Assembly Bill 159 mirrors similar legislation passed last summer. It gave protections to businesses and some governmental entities that took steps to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. The bill's sponsor, Assemblywoman Alexis Hansen of Sparks, says the money sent to schools should be protected from frivolous lawsuits.
It's only fair that they be offered the same protection that we offer business, in that those tax dollars are so important that I would hate to see litigation take those dollars.
Republicans are also expected to introduce a measure extending the same legal protections to hospitals, which were also left out of last year's liability bill. Latino and Black people are more vulnerable in this pandemic, yet according to the CDC's latest data, they remain the least likely to be vaccinated. The Mountain West News Bureau's Stephanie Serrano reports on why that is and what can be done.
Devin Grayson is a professor of health communications at the University of Massachusetts. She studies the way people use information to make health decisions. She says when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, there are two factors. The first one is trust.
It's understandable why individuals and communities that have been mistreated by medicine or the government might have extra questions about whether or not to accept a new vaccine.
She says this stems from past and current history of racism in U.S. healthcare systems. The second factor is access.
Many sign-up systems have relied on internet access or other types of technology.
Grayson says moving forward, medical professionals should partner with Black and Latino community leaders.
Let them take the lead in shaping the way that we are distributing vaccinations and vaccine information to their communities, because they are the trusted, go-betweens.
She says those leaders will also know what resources are needed to help their communities sign up. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.
Enrollment for Nevada's Medicaid has reached a record high. More than 810,000, or nearly one in four Nevadans, are enrolled in the state's federally funded health insurance program. The increase in enrollment is associated to the pandemic and the ensuing economic downturn. Nevada HealthLink is offering open enrollment for the program until May 15th, so these numbers are expected to continue to rise. Those are your morning news headlines for February 23rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.